This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. Coming up, I have some thoughts on redemption. Who gets it and who doesn't? That's my Can I Just Tell You essay, and that's in just a few minutes. But first, we want to tell you about somebody who's come up with an interesting way to help kids. Spring is here, and for a lot of us, that means grabbing a chair and heading to the park and taking in a game or two at the local field. So what do you do if for some reason you don't have enough equipment or not enough for a whole team? That's where David Rode comes in. He founded the organization Pitch In for Baseball. It collects gently used equipment so that kids all over the U.S. and around the world can play ball. And David Rode is with us now from Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Michelle. Great to be here.
Also with us is Stella Smith. She is a softball player from Island Park, New York. Her family just moved back home after having to leave their home in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, and we're pleased that she's with us as well. Stella, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You know, they say you shouldn't tell a lady's age, so is it okay if I say that you're 12?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you hear that I had her permission to share that. So David Rode, let me start with you. How did you get the idea for Pitch In for Baseball?
Well, it was 2005. I had recently sold a business. I was looking to do something that made a bigger impact in the world. And at the same time, I was coaching my two boys in baseball. And looking around, I could see that the stuff that was piling up in my house and in my garage, if it was anything like other folks around the country, then there was a lot of gear that could be put to better use. And so, in effect, that was the genesis of Pitch In for Baseball right there. If we could connect people with stuff, with folks that needed it, we could make a difference.
So 2005 is the same year as Hurricane Katrina. Were the two related?
Sure. It was happenstance. The organization was founded during the summer, but our first organizational meeting was September 20th of that year, about 3 weeks after Hurricane Katrina. So even though the original focus of the organization was meant to be helping kids overseas play the game, it seemed that there was so much energy and so much desire to help kids here in the United States that our focus went to the Gulf Coast region, and that's where most of our first donations took place.
I want to hear about that in a minute, too, but I do want to get to Stella. So Stella, how long have you been playing softball?
I've been playing softball since I was 7, but I also played t-ball when I was like 4 or 5 years old.
And so when Hurricane Sandy hit, I know that that had to have been hard and scary. Where were you staying? I know you couldn't stay in your house, so what did you do?
Well, for the first 2 weeks, we stayed with my aunt in Massapequa, and then we found a basement that we could stay in with my dad's friend's wife and her two children. So we stayed there until just the past month or so when we moved back in.
Wow. And what happened to all your stuff?
Well, actually, all my stuff is upstairs, so I got to save most of it. But my brother and my mom and my dad lost everything, so I knew I had to stay strong and be supportive of them. So.
But it wasn't this. Yeah, that is hard. But what does it mean to you to be back playing with your team? Is it a time when you can kind of put all the bad stuff away?
It is, because it feels like nothing can go wrong. My feelings can't get hurt, and because everyone's included, and it just, everyone is so great, and I just love my whole team.
Well, David, what about that? I mean, you can imagine where some people are saying, after an emergency or after something goes wrong, what kids really need is food, shelter, you know, and a place to go to school. What do you say to that?
We agree 100% that, you know, baseball has to have its right place. And certainly in our situation, we've been involved with natural disasters, not by choice, but because people contact us and ask for assistance. So our first priority business is making sure all of those humanitarian needs are met. But what we've experienced first in New Orleans with Hurricane Katrina and all the way through Hurricane Sandy is it's very difficult and sometimes non-existent for these sort of quality of life extracurricular activities, because communities and families sometimes have to prioritize, and kids are asked to sacrifice in a lot of situations. And we really don't think that that's fair. And after a storm or after some other event, your life is turned upside down. And sometimes for kids, the kids that we've met, the most important thing on their mind is really, you know, what about my game on Tuesday, or what about my glove? And so we think it's great to give kids just that simple activity, the simple sense of joy of going out and playing.
I understand that initially you thought thought that your efforts would mainly go to places that are already baseball crazy, like the Dominican Republic or Puerto Rico. But I understand that you find out that that's actually not the case.
Yeah, so we've found that some of the greatest needs and some of the greatest interest in pitching for baseball and in playing baseball is from folks that are in Africa or folks that are in Eastern Europe, places that are just discovering baseball or playing for the first time. So from our perspective, playing a role in that for us is a tremendous privilege, and we love seeing the pictures and the videos and hearing the stories of kids playing in a particular area for the very first time.
How many countries have you served so far, do you think?
It's just north of 75 countries.
75 countries?
Yes.
Wow. I know that you have to make sure that the teams actually have a place to play, but do you also make sure that they have somebody to play against?
Well, I mean, ultimately, in many situations, it's a league or it's a program. So there may be 4, 6, 8 teams that are starting at a given point in time. Or we do want to understand that. So it could be a school-based program where we're helping a given team at a school, but there are 6 schools in their community, for lack of a better term, that that they'll be playing against. So we just want to learn about them, understand their story, and make sure it's going to fit in. But in some situations, it's as simple as a teacher at a school or a teacher in a town or a coach in a town that wants to teach baseball and playing competitive games isn't the first thing on their mind. It's really giving a kid's exposure to the game.
And what about someplace close to home, like in the New York area, the northeastern area that was affected by Hurricane Sandy? Would you just automatically know where the teams are that are probably washed out?
Well, we have a number of wonderful strategic partners. We work very closely with the folks at Little League International. We work with Babe Ruth Baseball and other sort of national organizations. So if a league that lost something would contact the home office, if you were, so Little League in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, they would refer them to us. In other situations, it simply is word of mouth. And there are folks that will just search online and they'll want to find out how they might be able to get equipment. So they'll do any kind of a search and we come up number one or number two in any kind of an internet search for making a donation of baseball equipment.
And Stella, when did you play your first game? You've played your first game already, right?
We played it a couple weeks ago and it was against Long Beach.
Do you want to tell me how you did?
We did good for our first game. The score was 7-1 for a while, and we made a comeback and ended it with 7-6.
Hey, that's respectable. What was it like to get out there for the first time after not having been able to get together with all your friends for so long?
It felt amazing because I actually felt like I could be part of a team and call myself part of a team.
And Stella, before we let you go, is there something you could, if you wouldn't mind, from your perspective, could you tell us why it's so important to be able to play and have adults like David try to help to make sure that kids can play?
It's really important in my point of view because we need our friends, and as much as we need food and gas and all the things that adults have to worry about, kids worry about it too. And, like, I know it doesn't seem like that, but we do. And the most important thing to us is if our families are okay, and just being back on the field makes us feel like we don't need to worry about that anymore.
So, Stella, what's the name of your team?
It's just Island Park Little League Softball. We're sponsored by Nassau Federal Financial Credit Union and jewelry by Stevens.com.
Yes, ma'am. I was going to say, go Island Park?
Yeah.
All right. Good luck with the rest of the season. Go Island Park. Stella Smith is a softball player. She's 12 years old, and she, as she told you, is from Island Park, New York. She plays for Island Park Little League there. She was kind enough to join us from home. And David Rode is also with us. He's the executive director of Pitch In for Baseball. That is a nonprofit that takes donations of gently used and new equipment and provides it to teams around the world. And he was kind enough to join us from Philadelphia. David Rode, thank you so much for joining us. Stella Smith, thank you, too.
Thank you.